Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Then what's up, everybody? What's up, my people? It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's Thursday, August the 15th. Man, the summer just flew past. So if you didn't do anything this summer, you better get busy. Anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's August 15th, 2019. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Thank you so much. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, man, wow. There's so much going on in the world right now today. It's a virtual smorgasbord of news items, and I'll tell you, I had to make some major league decisions as far as what I want to talk about this evening. So welcome, everybody. Glad to have you guys back. The last couple of weeks on the radio have been very strange. You know, for a while now, I've been able to broadcast my whole show on Facebook Live, but lately the video stream has been, shall we say, interrupted. Now, I can't go so far as to say that Facebook has interrupted my live broadcast on purpose, but it is mighty strange that it's suddenly happening to me more and more. In fact, it's about as strange as Jeffrey Epstein suicide murder, and oh, you knew I was going to talk about that. Now, I don't believe for a second that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. I think there were some very big names with some very deep pockets who were on what they call now Pedophile Island, or it's better known, or it's legally known as Little St. James Island off the coast of St. Thomas in the United States Virgin Islands. Now, which was raided, by the way, just yesterday or the day before by the FBI, Justice Department, and all the other government alphabets that you can think of. Now, Jeffrey Epstein was no run-of-the-mill pedophile. He was a high-net-worth, wealthy stockbroker and financier. And if you think Jeffrey Epstein is in this alone, I have some news for you, because he's not. Now, here's a man who was supposed to be on suicide watch. You know what suicide watch means. I'm too close to y'all. Let me back up. Shout out to Charles Wilkinson. So here's a man who's supposed to be on suicide watch in one of the most secure federal lockups, where some of the most infamous, shout out to Anthony Moriano, most infamous, famous or infamous, I should say, felons known to man were housed from time to time. El Chapo was held at Metropolitan Correctional Center, where Jeffrey Epstein allegedly committed suicide. Now, oh man, this is, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, I believe, was murdered. Keep him quiet. Now, I have my theories, but I can't say, at least not on the radio, who I believe actually had something to do with it, but with Epstein's demise. But I can start by telling you that this may at some point wind up being a movie, especially after we find out who were Jeffrey Epstein's high net worth playmates frolicking on the sands of his private island with underage girls. So welcome, everybody. Welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show. You know what time it is. It's Thursday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com, and also on Facebook Live, which has been rather strange. It's just as strange as Jeffrey Epstein's murder. And I posted something this morning about the autopsy results, which did say that he had broken bones in his neck. Now, I don't know. I guess it's kind of possible, but there's all kinds of stories coming out of the Metropolitan Correctional Center right now about Jeffrey Epstein, what was said and what was, you know, someone said they heard screams. So it's coming out of his jail cell. So this is all, you know, all. Oh, man, this I don't know if we're ever going to get to the bottom of this, because I think Jeffrey Epstein was not on that island alone. He was not on that island alone. He was with some other high net worth individuals who partake in this kind of stuff. You know, these people, you know, we like to look at these people on television and the titans of industry and these folks who are the high net worth individuals, who are the CEOs and the COOs, et cetera, of these major companies, these venture capitalists and all these people. But these people have habits that we can't even dream of. You know what I'm saying? These people they are high net worth people, and they have high net worth habits. And they do things that we couldn't even begin to think about, and some things that we don't want to think about. But in any case, this Jeffrey Epstein situation is going to bear some fruit at some point. They did raid the island he lived on. It's called Little St. James Island off St. Thomas in the United States Virgin Islands. So this man had to have money to be able to buy his own island. You can't be poor and buy your own island. This man had to have some money. So it's going to be very interesting as it comes out, or when it comes out, that Jeffrey Epstein's friends were when this all comes out, you know. And now you have Trump, who is pushing the envelope, so to speak, and trying to say that the Clintons. Trying to say the Clintons, Bill and good old Bill and Hillary, are involved with this Jeffrey Epstein killing, because I don't believe that he was. I mean, come on, he's in a federal lockup. If anybody does things right, if he was in the local jail in Tupelo, Mississippi, I can understand that something may have went sideways. But you're in a federal lockup where the Metropolitan Correctional Center, where some of the most famous felons ever have been housed. And I just can't believe that nobody was at the wheel, you know, when this man committed suicide. You know, it takes a minute to commit suicide. You don't just, you know, it takes a second or two. So you don't just, you know, especially if you're trying to hang yourself. Now, I've never tried to hang myself, so I can't say exactly, but I'm hearing it's like about 3 or 4 minutes, 5 minutes top. So, it's just weird it's weird. It's very weird that this man was allowed to hang himself, or somebody took him out. We'll talk about that a little bit more as the show goes on, everybody. It's 9:10 past the hour, and you are watching, listening to, perusing The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. I had some things I want to tell you guys. The mayor of Hillside, New Jersey, I'm looking forward to having her on the show. The mayor of Hillside, New Jersey, she was the first African-American woman to be elected mayor, Dahlia Vertrees. And we're looking to... You know, I haven't met with her yet. I have talked to her, but we haven't really, nailed it down. But we will nail it down. Dahlia Vertrees, who's the mayor of Hillside, New Jersey, will eventually be a guest on the Ron Kelly Show very, very soon. Dahlia Vertrees, shout out to her, the first African-American mayor. And elected African American mayor in the state of New Jersey. See, New Jersey has a lot of New Jersey has a lot of not so great firsts, and there's a lot going on in the city of Hillside. So we'll have Mayor Vertrees right here. We'll probably broadcast the show live from City Hall in Hillside, New Jersey, but we'll take care of that. Dahlia Bertrice, the mayor of Hillside, right here on the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, 11 minutes past the hour, everybody, of 7 o'clock. Lots going on. You know, there was a shooting. We had a shooting yesterday. We do have another one today. Shortly after 12 a.m. Thursday, the gunman, 36-year-old Maurice Hill, went hog wild with police officers. He shot 6 police officers, none of them killed, thankfully. And this brother, Maurice Hill, shot six police officers in Philadelphia. There's a spike in gun violence. I mean, even for the American standards, you know, America, 35,000 people were killed by guns in America last year. But now this man, Maurice Hill, was being served with this is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, everybody. And this man, Maurice Hill, was being served with a narcotics warrant when he just said no. And he shot 6 officers during a standoff at a home in Nicetown-Tioga section of Philadelphia. The cops also had to deal with being taunted by some bystanders. Now, come on, y'all. Shout out to my son, R. Kelly Jr., who's watching the program. Love you, man. Come on. Because my son is the last, actually my son, R. Kelly Jr., who's watching the program right now, lives in Philadelphia. And I'm not sure how close he was to this action today's or yesterday's. But this brother, Maurice Hill, shot 6 police officers in Philadelphia today during a standoff at a home in the Nicetown, Tioga section. Y'all are dead wrong. If this is true that black folks were taunting, laughing at the police officers while they're being shot at. Now, that just ain't right. It was yesterday. Well, there was 2, my son. There was 1 today and there was 1 yesterday. This is the 2nd one I'm talking about, 6 officers. Or is this, this was yesterday and then there was 1 today. Okay, so let's start with this first one that happened, which was yesterday. It's being said, the police officers were serving a narcotics warrant. Yeah, 5 people got shot today. My son is updating me live from Philadelphia. The officers were serving a narcotics warrant on a 3700 block of North 15th Street around 4:30 p.m. when the suspect opened fire. As police exchanged gunfire, officers escaped through the windows and doors. So they must have been in the house already when the brothers started shooting. 6 officers were shot and transported to local hospitals. The officers have since been released. Now, from 4:30 to 8 p.m., there was gunfire coming out of this house. And some people just kind of, whatever. Because it's normal. Unfortunately, folks have grown accustomed to gunfire in the neighborhoods. It still bothers me when I go to the gun range. One lady said, it's unsafe, but this is the hood. This is what we live with every day. And this is exactly what they live with every day. But now, if people were actually, now I'm hearing that folks were taunting the police and laughing at the police while they were being shot at. I mean, come on now, y'all. I don't know if this is true or not. I will substantiate it, but come on now. If that is true, it just wasn't right. It wasn't right for folks to be, giggling at the police while they're getting shot at. I get it. I understand that the situation, the very volatile situation between the police departments all across the country, not just in Philadelphia, but Detroit, and Dallas, and L.A., and New York, and Newark, New Jersey, and all over the place, there's a contentious relationship between the police and the black community. I understand that. But for people to be laughing and taunting, I mean, come on now. Come on. That's not right. that's just not right. I mean, I get it. I understand. You know, I feel it just like everybody else feels it when Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, you know, all of these brothers, you go on and on and on and on and on. You know, who have Philando Castile and so many other brothers who've been killed by the police. I mean, yeah, I feel it just like everybody else, especially Philando Castile, who told the police officer he had a gun, told him, had a license for it, and was killed anyway. But come on now. Come on. Y'all didn't have to do that. You talk about, you know, putting... throwing water on the cops in New York City and all that stuff. Come on, there, y'all. Come on. If that's true, it ain't right. It just ain't right. 17 minutes past the hour. Okay, so a little bit later on, you know, shout out to Alvin Brumfield, who's watching the program. A little bit later on in the show, I'm going to talk about the two congresswomen who are being tag-teamed by Trump and our president, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, and the prime minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, who are tag-teaming the two Muslim congresswomen. And they are being blocked from visiting Israel, visiting the West Bank, what have you. And I think that, well, I'll tell you what I think in just a few minutes. And more of Jeffrey Epstein nonsense. Shout out to Michael Mazak, my brother from Massachusetts. More of the Jeffrey Epstein nonsense. And I got a whole lot to talk to you guys about. And the shootings in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas. Now, will background checks help? Will background checks help stem the overwhelming tide of mass shootings? Will it help? We'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about all of that right here on this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Oh, it's the RonKellyShow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theRonKellyShow.com.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
And we are back with more of the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to my brother from another mother, my brother, my radio brother, Al Shaw, doing his thing down there, 92.3 Easy. Easy 93.1 FM, I believe it is. Easy 93.1 FM in Miami, Florida. Shout out to him doing the weekend thing, 6-9. And also with his outstanding voice and the voice work that he's doing. Shout out to my brother, Al Shaw, who has a great voice you hear on some of my drops. All right, everybody, it's 20 and a half minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on Block Talk Radio. com. And before we went to break, I'll let you guys know I'm gonna talk about this this new thing with Trump. You know, in Trump, I'll get into it a little bit later. I don't want to overstep my boundaries. I don't want to step myself, but I'll get into the Trump thing a little bit later as far as like what he represents Is he really wrong all the time? I don't think so, and I'll explain in just a few minutes. Anyway, it's 21 minutes past the hour, everybody, and you are listening to the Ron Kelly Show. All right, so this is weird. This is weird that these two Democratic congresswomen who would plan to visit the West Bank and Netanyahu took the bait and blocked these two women, Congresswoman Omar and Congresswoman Tlaib, after Trump said to block these people. Now, you know, I can't, you know, even after all of this, and I know some of you are going to be flipping out, but I'm going to say what I need to say. And, you know, I don't know if I can yet call Trump a racist. I don't know if I can call him a racist, and I'll explain that a little bit later on in the program. But, you know, getting back to the shootings and whether background checks are going to help. Well, see, there's how many illegal guns are there in America? There's probably as many illegal guns as there are legal guns. You know, guns that have been stolen, guns that have been sold underneath the table, people selling guns, filing the serial numbers off. There's so many, there's probably more illegal guns in America than there are probably more illegal guns in America than there are legal guns. But, you know, there are politicians who I think are just grasping for straws when they, you know, are asking for tougher gun legislation. Because if somebody wants to get a gun, they're going to get it. Just like somebody wants to get a pack of cigarettes or somebody wants to get whatever. Somebody wants to get some dope, coke, weed, fentanyl, whatever the case may be, opioids. If people want to get it, they're going to get it. It doesn't matter. And most people know drugs are illegal, but there's a market for them, and there's a market for guns, and there's always going to be people who are out here who are trying to. There's always going to be people who make guns available to those folks who shouldn't have them, and then people don't really care about. Gun laws only affect legal gun owners like me. You know, for example, I'm a legal owner of a Glock 17, 9 millimeter handgun, probably one of the best in the world, by the way, but not that expensive. Unless I have a gun permit, a carry permit, I'm not going to take my gun outside because I'm a law-abiding citizen. And so in New Jersey, for example, the gun laws are just ridiculous. Because we have a situation here where the police think they're the only ones that know how to handle guns, and they're not. Peace be upon the 9 officers in New York City who checked out this year. Just can't believe that. Unbelievable. I'll get to that a little bit later. But yeah, so it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's something to do. I think that, you know, passing tougher gun legislation is something to do, but that's all it is, something to do, because people who want guns are going to get guns. If they want them, they will get them. And that's just the bottom line. I don't believe that passing tougher gun legislation, as far as background checks and this type of thing, I don't think that that's going to stem the tide. The Florida shooter shot the school, took the gun from his mother. It was his mother's gun, and he killed her with it and took it to the school and shot 20 plus people. So, you know, it's crazy people will find a way to get a gun. You know, shout out to Ricky Chandler. I don't know if he's watching me or what, but yeah. So, you know, if somebody's crazy, they're going to get a gun. Crazy people are going to get a gun. So I don't believe that passing legislation, I don't believe that passing tougher gun legislation is going to stop people from stop these mass shootings. It's just an exercise of futility, I just believe. I don't think that it's going to stop anything. You know, if somebody wants to get a gun, they're going to get it. Just like anything else in America, you know, sometimes I think we're just too free. All right, everybody, it's 26 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. So, yeah, so I don't know if you guys are following it. I mean, I am eagerly following the Jeffrey Epstein case. I am eagerly following that case. Because there's something there. There's no way that these women, I mean, there's no way that this man was able to kill himself while he was on suicide watch. I just do not believe it. I don't believe it. So we have this situation right now where these two Democratic congresswomen, two of the gang of four, or the four horse women, or whatever you want to call them, who had been barred from entering Israel ahead of an expected visit. The deputy minister of Israel announced today. Now, this is all about Trump. This happened days after Trump told his advisors, well, he put it out there, and Netanyahu took the bait. They have a law from 2017 that allows individuals to be denied entry into the country if they have supported boycotting Israel. And on Thursday, Mr. Trump weighed in again to urge Israel to keep the women away. It would show great weakness if Israel allowed Rep. Omar and Rep. Tlaib to visit. This is Trump's hateful tweet. They hate Israel and all Jewish people. Oh, boy. But Trump's got a new press secretary. You notice that you don't see Sarah Sanders. You don't see the Stephanie Grisham as much as you saw Sarah Sanders. Stephanie Grisham is the new, she's the new press secretary for Trump. And, you know, we see Sarah Sanders all the time until, like, near the end. Near the end, she started disappearing. But you might notice that the new prime minister of Israel looks like Trump. It's the same kind of head. Anyway, Trump baited Netanyahu and the Israeli government to block these two women, Congresswoman Omar and Congresswoman Tlaib, from entering Israel. Oh, man. You know, I just don't know. I mean, there's so much going on in the world today. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And this thing with Trump, and I'm going to get to Trump a little bit later on. I mean, I don't like to make Trump the focus of my radio shows 30 minutes in. I don't want to make Trump the focus of my radio show. But I want to thank everybody for watching me right here on the Ron Kelly Show. Once again, the Hillside Mayor, Dahlia Beatrice, is going to be a guest on the Ron Kelly Show, so look out for that. I'll keep you guys posted. We have not laid it down. We have not carved it in stone yet, but we will. Dahlia Beatrice, the mayor of Hillside, New Jersey, and yours truly on the Ron Kelly Show. You can look up on Facebook, like our Facebook page. You can look me up on Facebook and like my Facebook page. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And you guys can definitely, more than 5,000 of you so far have liked the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. And I really appreciate it. So keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. I know I've been posting more on my Facebook page. I kind of fell off a little bit because there's so much to do in life. There's so many balls in the air. Well, I don't know if I want to say that on the radio, but yeah, I got so many things going on. So, I'll get it together. I'll get it together because I need to some assistance with this radio show, and I will definitely get some. Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this show. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. It's on Blog Talk Radio. .com, TheRonKellyShow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
Your bathroom break is over. Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
To the Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
Thank you, Al Shaw. It's The Ron Kelly Show. And it's on BlogTalkRadio.com, TheRonKellyShow.com. There's somebody put a petition out for to name the street in front of Trump Tower as Barack Obama Boulevard or something. And, 90,000 people signed it. 90,000 people. Yeah, too close. Ron Gates. Too close. Let me back up a little bit. Yeah, much better. Shout out to Lamont Gates who's watching the program. Yeah, there was a petition that was passed around that would name the street in front of Trump Tower Barack Obama Boulevard or Barack H. Obama's Avenue or whatever the case may be. 90,000 people were in favor of naming that street Barack Obama Boulevard. Wouldn't that be something? Barack Obama Boulevard right in front of Trump Tower would be, he would probably try to move the building or at the very least block the naming. But it was, streets can only be named. That's why I never want one named after me, because streets can only be named after dead people. And since Barack Obama is alive and well, that will never happen. But it's funny how people did kind of go for it, and 90,000 people signed a petition for Barack Obama name to go on the street in front of Trump Tower. All right, everybody, it's 35 minutes past the hour. You know what time it is. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show, .com. This Jeffrey Epstein is just, this is, man, this is juicy, this is James Patterson novelist, type of thing here with this Jeffrey Epstein, because, somebody killed him. I can't say who I think it was, or sue me, even though the show does have insurance for that, but Jeffrey Epstein was killed. Let's just keep it real. Let's keep it 100 here, like we do on the Ron Kelly Show. Keep it 100. as my people like to say, that Jeffrey Epstein was killed, because there's no way that this man, this white man, well, it doesn't matter that he's white, but there's no way, see, you know, and especially after an episode just a couple weeks ago, not even maybe a week, maybe a week and a half ago, where Mr. Epstein was found to have ligature marks around his neck and scratches, which gave the the opinion of that he was trying to commit suicide, but got caught out there. So you would think that they would put the man on suicide watch. You would think they put him on suicide watch since he did show signs of trying to off himself just a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks ago. But no, they did not do it. And because like I said, Jeffrey Epstein had some high-profile people in his camp. You see, there's a lot of people who we hold in high regard. We don't know what they're doing behind the scenes. We don't know what people are doing in the bedroom, for example. You know, there's a lot of these politicians and some of these folks we hold in high regard. You don't know what they're doing behind the scenes. We don't know. We don't know what these people are doing behind the scenes. And these high net worth individuals have high net worth habits and high net worth things that they do that we couldn't even dream of, you know, couldn't even dream of. And some of the things that we wouldn't want to do, like Jeffrey Epstein, I wouldn't want to, be a pedophile. But these people are wealthy beyond your wildest dreams, and they feel like they can do whatever they want. Jeffrey Epstein was one of those people, and I'm sure that there are some folks who are breathing a sigh of relief. Those who are not written down in any paperwork or anything, where there's nothing, you know, nobody can actually accuse him of doing anything. But there are some high net worth individuals who were hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein in his private island. That's why I needed the private island. You know, you couldn't do that in America. You couldn't do that on the mainland. Not even in the United States Virgin Islands. Even a wealthy person like Jeffrey Epstein. So you had to have your own island where you set the tone, where you are the law. And Jeffrey Epstein was the law on that little St. James Island off the coast of St. Thomas in the United States Virgin Islands. He was the law. So in order to do the things that Jeffrey Epstein was doing, you had to buy an island, because it wasn't going down like that in America or on any American territory. So this is what he did. 646-668-2838 for my folks who listen on Blog Talk Radio. 646-668-2838. What do you think about Jeffrey Epstein, who I believe was killed because he knew it was rumored that he was going to cooperate with the authorities. And if Jeffrey Epstein would have cooperated with the authorities, he would have had to tell on some people. And I think those people got nervous and they figured out a way to snuff him out. Because now you have I don't know if you guys have read the autopsy report. I haven't read it, but I hear one of the highlights is that they're saying that the pathologist is saying that Mr. Epstein had broken bones in his neck. Now, I don't know if you can break bones in your neck, hanging yourself, unless you jump off of, you know, there is no bunk bed there, and there was nothing that he can tie himself. They say he killed himself with a sheet, but there's nothing in the ceiling that he could have tied, and he could have jumped. I mean, if you jump off something, if he got hung like back in the day where the floor opens up and you just drop down, yeah, you break your neck like that. I mean, that's how you actually die. Back in the day when they were hanging people, they were hanging black folks. That's another story. But I totally believe that this man was killed, because he knew too much about too many people. Maybe even Trump. Because, you know, if you see the pictures, Jeffrey Epstein back in the day had a lot of high net worth friends, a lot of, you know, because birds of a feather flock together. You know, millionaires hang with millionaires, broke people hang with broke people, you know, middle class hang with middle class. I mean, that's how it goes. So there were a lot of wealthy folks hanging with Jeffrey Epstein who knew what he was doing, who participated in the shenanigans that he was doing. And so these people breathed a sigh of relief when they found out that Mr. Epstein had checked out, left the building, so to speak. So it's about 19 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. People are like, Ron, why do you do this? Why do you go on radio every day? Every Thursday. Why do you go on the radio? Why? Because people actually want to know, like, why I do this. Well, Lamont Gates knows if he's still watching. But why do you go on the radio? Well, you know, if you're in the radio business, this is Radio 101. Those of you out there who are trying to start up a show, listen to this. You know, in the radio business, in order to – see, I don't want to talk to you guys. I mean, I love my audience, and et cetera, et cetera. Shannon Chambers and some of the other folks, Lamont Gates, and et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I do want to talk to my people on a larger from a larger platform. Shout out to Skip Dillard, who I'm supposed to be Skip Dillard, the program director at 107.5 WBLS, who I'm supposed to be, you know, just talking. Don't, this is not an announcement. Don't look for me on an open line Sunday. This is not an announcement. Take the next step. You have to be on the radio in order to say on the radio. Skip Dillard could be listening right now. Who knows? Or some other radio executive could be listening right now. Say, yeah, I like this guy. You know, oh, he's a troublemaker. We need controversy on our show. You know, whatever the case may be. So you have to be on the radio to say that you're on the radio. You have to have fresh content. And so that's why I do. I mean, I really enjoy it. I love doing radio. And but I do it because, you know, you need content. You need something that somebody can listen to. It's not like you go get a job and you write down your qualifications, or you pass in a resume and people read it and say, oh, you worked here. Oh, you worked there. Oh, you did this. Oh, you did that. No, people don't give a damn about radio executives. Don't care about, you know, not at least not. Initially, they don't care about where you worked. They care about, you know, do you have what it takes to hold an audience? That's what they look at. So that's why he's here on the radio, 60 minutes before the hour. There's a lot of, you know, the gun violence in America is just like getting the mass shootings. You had one in El Paso, Texas, 22 folks dead. I'm not sure what the count is right now, but as far as I know, up to the minute I was preparing this radio show, the 22 folks, 22 souls had passed on because of this psychopath, young man, 21 years old, psychotic episode, and he killed the 22 people in the Walmart. But now, you know, let's take that situation for example now. Now, he says that he was targeting Mexicans. So he goes into a Walmart on the border of the United States of America in Mexico. Now, if you're targeting Mexicans, and I'm not making a suggestion to any of you, if there's any psycho who's listening to the Ron Kelly Show, but if you are targeting Mexicans, I mean, would it make sense to go someplace where it's all Mexicans? You know, there were other folks in that Walmart too, not just Mexicans. You know, so it doesn't make any sense that he says that he was targeting Mexicans. I don't even believe that. Because, you know, if you're targeting black people, you go someplace where there's nothing but black people. If you're targeting black people, go to a house music festival. Ain't nothing but black people there. You don't see any white people. You don't see any Hispanics. It's all black people. So, you know, so if you talk to Mexicans, you go where they play piano music or something. You know, where you know all Mexicans are there. It just doesn't make any sense that this psycho says that he was targeting Mexicans. It just doesn't make any sense. Shout out to Kenny Caston, my co-worker over at Pinto Service, where I toil during the week to finance my existence on this earth. Shout out to him, who does take it to Ron Kelly Show every now and then. And all the folks who do listen to me on the Ron Show. Shout out to my niece, India Douglas. What's up, baby girl? Shout out to my niece. Down there, down. So I got to get down there. Yeah. But so, I don't want to say it's boring, but it's boring. There's a tobacco farm behind my sister's house. She was on this road that just fresh out of a country music video. But I do like it down there for a couple of days anyway. I like to go down there and just no traffic jams, no New Jersey Turnpike or Garden State Parkway, et cetera, et cetera. No sirens, no nothing. Don't even see the police. So I'll get down there. So my sister calls me. She doesn't call me. I'm not gone. So tell you, your mama that is India. She doesn't call me. I'm not going. Anyway, it's just 13 minutes before the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show on, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Yeah, so we got a lot of shootings going on. Dayton, Ohio, 9 people. And, you know, this psycho shot his sister. Now, they're trying to figure out if he knew his sister was there. Or if he was targeting the sister and other people were just collateral damage. They're trying to figure that out. So I guess they will at some point. But yeah, these people, you know. And, you know, and I don't get into the black-white thing on my show. This isn't a black show. It isn't a white show. It's a everybody's show. But, you know, it's you know, if these people were Mexicans or even black folks, they'd be screaming holy hell. But these were black people who were wreaking havoc in malls and shopping centers and at like Las Vegas, and 50 some odd folks who died from this lunatic who was shooting, you know, pop luck out the window, 20 stories up or whatever, with a high powered weapon of war, actually, and killed a bunch of folks. But nobody's, you know, if these were Muslims, oh, there'd be anarchy. And, you know, up until recently, there was a reluctance to call these people terrorists because white folks don't want to be known as terrorists. I mean, you can't blame them. You can't blame white folks. They don't want to be known as terrorists. Black folks don't want to be known as terrorists either. But these people are terrorists. These white folks. And, you know, and not to say that I got anything against white people. Like I said, this isn't an anti-white show. You know, there's more white listeners to this program, from what I've been told, than anything else. Now, I'm not going to say something stupid like my best friends are white, but because they're not. But, you know, it's just, I don't get it. There was a reluctance to call these folks what they are. They're terrorists. They're wreaking havoc. They're causing terror. And then we have this other clown who approaches people dressed in similar gear as the 22 kills psychopath and scares a bunch of people. And, oh, well, I just wanted to see what was going to happen. Yeah, you almost got your brains blown out, idiot. Try it again. So, you know, it's these people are terrorists. But again, like, for example, with the, and I'm not an anti-Jewish, I'm not an anti-Semite, you know, they probably, oh, my video hasn't got interrupted this week. I must be talking nice. Anyway, so like the situation in upstate New York, Dutchess County, where all the Jewish folks live. There were many Jews who did not want to. Matter of fact, someone from came from Israel. That's how the whole thing got started. The mumps, measles epidemic that we had here recently, which is not in the news anymore. So I imagine that it's been taken care of. But for a while there, we had everyday headlines about folks who didn't believe in immunization for religious reasons. I mean, give me a break. You know, there's nothing wrong with immunization. And how can you be so selfish as to spread disease around because of what you believe? You know, 9 minutes before the hour. So we had a situation there where Jewish folks were not being immunized. The Jewish folks were not allowing their children to be immunized. And there was an epidemic of measles in that upstate New York area, Dutchess County, just above Orange County, just above New Jersey, just across the border, from Newcastle, Newtown, whatever, New something, New Market. I think it's a New Market area of upstate New York where Jewish folks were not allowing their children to be immunized. And this one person brought the measles back from Israel. And there was an epidemic of folks catching the measles. And now there was a situation where they didn't, nobody talked about it. I probably was the only one talking about it. Nobody talked about it. They talked about it, it was for 5 seconds. Because, you know, there were Jewish folks. And there were Jewish folks, and nobody wants to talk about that. Just like these mass murderers, nobody wants to talk about that. Now, you can talk about black folks. See, black folks, like, say it, but it's true. The black folks shoot at people they know. Black folks don't shoot at people they don't know, unless they're in the range of collateral damage, whatever you want to call it, mushrooms, whatever you, you know, which is sad by itself. But, black folks shoot at people they know. They don't shoot at people they don't know. It's about 7 minutes before the hour. So, you know, when these Jewish folks were spreading measles, no one wanted to talk about it. Shh, shh, shh. No, don't talk about that. And with the mass killings, Dylan Roof, this man that just killed 22 people, the one that killed 9 people a day in Ohio, the gentleman that, well, I want to call him a gentleman, but the psychopath that killed 50 some odd people in Las Vegas at the outdoor concert, and so on and so on and so on. You know, James Harris, and, you know, the Colorado shooter killed 17 people, et cetera, et cetera. All these folks are white, all of them. So there's a reluctance to say it. There's a reluctance to say exactly what's going on. That these white folks are terrorists. So just recently, there were some news folks who just started saying the truth. And not that we want to label anybody, but, you know, does anyone call a spade a spade? Okay, we'll call a terrorist a terrorist. So, you know, so as I said earlier, I don't think that gun legislation will help the situation. Gun legislation will not help the situation. I think that, you know, if somebody wants a gun, they'll get it. If somebody wants drugs, they'll get them, bombs, whatever the case may be. If somebody wants something, they'll get it. It's like a nuclear bomb. One day, somebody is going to get one, and they're going to place it somewhere around here, and all hell is going to break loose if we don't stay vigilant. You know, you can't check every package. You can't check every steel container that comes from overseas. You can't check every one of them. You know, I mean, to the grace of God, hopefully they do whatever, you know, catch whoever tries to smoke something into this country and light it up. Because it's going to be a big, big problem. All right, everybody, it's 5 minutes before the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show. Don't forget, Dahlia Beatrice, the mayor of Hillsdale, We're talking to her right now. As a matter of fact, I need to get with her. Met her yesterday. And we're going to have probably broadcast live from the Hillside City Hall, the Ron Kelly Show, in a couple of weeks. We'll broadcast live from Hillsdale. We'll take the radio show to Hillsdale, and we'll broadcast from there. That's the great thing about the internet, is you can broadcast your radio show or whatever you want from anywhere. So is Facebook starting to look like Dear Diary? People are putting the most personal, I don't know, I've done it. And it was stupid for me to do it. I've done it, you know. I'll never do it again. But people, I mean, not nothing. Dear Diary, that's what Facebook's starting to look like. You know, there's nothing original anymore. Everybody copies of everybody else. Somebody makes it, says a phrase or a saying, everybody says it. Somebody, you know, somebody was making themselves in the cartoon, everybody's making themselves in the cartoon. Somebody was doing ABC, everybody was doing ABC. You know, that's how it goes. Now, anyways, a couple minutes before the hour, everybody, I want to break out of here. I didn't get interrupted this week, but maybe I'm not on. Oh, I am live. Okay. So, all right, everybody, but thank you so much for joining me this evening. We'll see you back here. I know the weather's good and everybody's probably outside somewhere doing their thing, but, you know, you can always listen to Ron Kelly's show later on Facebook Live. You just go onto my page, Ron Kelly, and you can check the show out. Or you can watch my, you can listen to Ron Kelly's show. You just go to my archive. It's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show, and you can check me out on my archive, the Ron Kelly Show. And once we get the now the YouTube channel is not where it needs to be. Once we get that tightened up, the YouTube channel in order, you can go over to my YouTube channel, Ron Kelly Show on YouTube, and you can check me out, the video there, if you can't see it here. All right, everybody, so we're going to break about here. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Thank all my listeners who regularly partake in the Ron Kelly Show every week. We'll see you back here next Thursday at 8 o'clock for another edition of the Rock Hill Show. So tell everybody, take care of yourself. And remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thanks so much. I'm done.